It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. House members will vote today on a Democratic policing reform measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is expected to go before the full House later today and pass largely along party lines. All four Colorado Democrats are co-sponsors of the bill, which would create a national registry to track police misconduct and prohibit use of chokeholds and no-knock warrants in drug-related cases. Republicans have been supportive of a Senate bill which failed to advance in that chamber Wednesday. Representatives Ken Buck and Scott Tipton have signed on as co-sponsors of the House version of that bill. With both Democrats and Republicans dug in, it leaves in question whether Congress will be able to pass any police reform legislation. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver's district attorney says she'll work to address racial justice in her office. During an online public meeting last night, D.A. Beth McCann said she wants to build more trust between law enforcement and communities of color.
I look forward to the opportunity to work with members of the community, members of the police department, as well as other government agencies in order to look very closely at our system and make some bold changes.
McCann also talked about her decision last week not to charge the Denver police officer who shot and killed a man, William DeBose, last month. The police chief in Colorado Springs says he's looking forward to working with a newly created policing commission to make policy changes there. Vince Niskey says he's hopeful his department will be allowed to participate with the group. Its job will be to do audits of law enforcement and give the community a way to help shape policy recommendations. Colorado Springs City Council created the commission earlier this week. Drought is getting worse in Colorado. The U.S. Drought Monitor says extreme conditions expanded into eastern Colorado this week, and forecasters say the rest of the summer could see higher temperatures and little rain. This is CPR News.